You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Brittany Giroli, our MLB.com Orioles reporter, doing the podcast in person for a change. Yes. Here in Sarasota, Florida, spring training home of the Baltimore Orioles. It's nice to do it in person for a change.
It is. We don't have to worry about weird reception or outside noise. What we have right now is pure baseball background. It's as it should be.
And as it should be, spring training has begun and the Orioles have made a trade or made it. They're always either signing somebody late this time around. It's a trade on Sunday, I guess it was. Vidal Nuño coming to the Orioles. What does he bring this team? What do they hope he brings?
Well, he gives them another left-handed option. Now, closer Zach Britton for a lot of the year last year was the only lefty they had in that bullpen, Tim. So having a guy like Donnie Hart, who really made his mark as kind of that lefty specialist up from AA last year, having him for that whole season, a guy like Nuño, who is also capable of giving them a little starting pitching depth. Now, they don't really have a rotation spot right now, but keep in mind there's an injury with Chris Tillman. They're not sure if he's going to start the season on the disabled list. And they do have Tyler Wilson and Mike Wright, but they're both right-handed. So this gives them another option potentially if they need it. I think ideally Nuño becomes that lefty long man in the bullpen that can give them length, can go short if necessary, but is really that swing man role that is very necessary in the American League East.
We were talking to some of the bullpen guys this morning about just the close-knit group that they have with O'Day and Britton. When a new guy comes in, is there an instant like embrace of that and, oh, we got to get this guy a part of the group?
I think so, because of the guys that you mentioned, the O'Days and the Brittons of the world. They're very welcoming. A guy like Nuño, you know, this isn't his first go-around. He's been in the majors. He's been on multiple different clubs, so there's not going to be any rookie hazing or anything when it comes to that. I think he's a guy where they're going to look at and say, can he help the Orioles? Then let's make his path a little bit easier.
Wellington Castillo is obviously a new guy here in camp, getting to know the pitchers a little bit. And we talked to him this morning as well. He was super excited about this group in general, and he seemed like an instant fit.
Yeah, he's been a good fit early on. He's really wanted to catch all their bullpens. He's wanted to be part of this team, wanting to go out there and get to know these guys. And some of them are not easy guys to catch. You know, Darren O'Day, Zach Britton. These are guys he's going to have to really get to know. And keep in mind, he's leaving for the World Baseball Classic. So he knows how important, when he is in camp, how important it is for him to get those reps in. I think he's going to be a real nice addition for them. Also, offensively, he's a guy who, if he's not catching, if Caleb Joseph is catching, Orioles manager Buck Showalter said yesterday, he's a DH option too. So I think he's really going to complement what they have.
Every team in the majors is affected in some way by the World Baseball Classic, but it seems like the Orioles maybe more than others, especially when you look at second base with Scope, third base with Machado, Amaldo Jimenez is pitching. You mentioned Castillo. I mean, these are key positions that aren't going to be here in Sarasota for a little bit.
Right, yeah. Adam Jones, yeah. Ubaldo actually staying here, but they do have Nuño, who they just picked up, is going to Mexico. So a lot of them. What it's going to mean is a lot of guys are going to be able to say, hey, the Orioles got a good look at me, especially in those infield spots, in the outfield. You're going to see Ryan Flaherty play a lot, guys like Robert Andino in the infield, and this outfield mix. They're still not entirely sure who's making the team outside of Adam Jones and Hyun-Soo Kim. Joey Rickard is a guy that looks like he's going to make it, but they recently added Chris Johnson. They added Gentry. So there's a lot of different guys who are going to get a lot of looks because of the World Baseball Classic. So there's going to be some interesting camp battles, I think, early on. A lot of the big guys will be gone, the big guns, the intrigue in spring training, but there's still going to be a lot of guys that are approaching these games as they have something to prove.
And Buck's a guy who loves to use the whole roster, including the AAA roster, and kind of shuffling everything. So is that almost a perfect scenario for him? I mean, I know he'd love to have the Major League club here the whole time, but to be able to get extra looks at that depth?
It is. And with this club, you know, they don't bring in guys just to bring them in, Tim. There's certain camps that have 60, 70 guys. This is the lowest total in the major leagues. There's 54 guys here in camp. So everyone that's here is here for a reason. And guys know that. And I think they appreciate that. They know the Orioles aren't afraid to call guys up from AA or AAA. As long as you're in the organization, you have a chance.
Mark Trumbo's a guy that I know he probably didn't get the contract he was looking for, but I think he got the team that he looked for. We asked him this morning, you know, when it all started, did you really kind of want to be here? And he said, I did. Like, He didn't know if it would happen. It did. He maybe got a little less than he was expecting, but he's here and he seems happy to be here.
He is. And I think for a guy who had bounced around a lot, been traded a lot, like Mark Trumbo, coming here last year, having the success that he did, getting so much support from his teammates and the fan base and the whole city of Baltimore meant a lot to him. So I do believe him when he says this was his top choice. And he all along wanted to be with the Orioles. And that feeling was mutual. So you kind of got the sense late in the offseason that something was going to get done. And of course, when you look at this team and this lineup now, it's just as scary as it was a year ago, maybe even more so, because you have to figure guys like Manny Machado, Jonathan Scope are still kind of coming into their own a little bit.
One more question. There's been no games yet. We're just still kind of in the first week, but has anybody kind of stood out a little bit at all at camp here?
It's so early. It's really tough. I will say this, though. I think Manny Machado has really grown as a person. He's really matured, it seems like, here early on in camp, taking on more of a role with the media, speaking about wanting to win. And a lot of guys talk about wanting to win, as you know, Tim. But with him, you really believe it. He's really fired up. I heard that, you know, he's a guy who has no problem speaking up and motivating in team meetings. He's kind of evolving into that leader. He's still only 24, but I think he's a guy who's ready to take that next step, which is scary, considering how good he is already. I think Manny Machado is just going to have a truly magnificent year.
All right, great to catch up with you in person here in Sarasota. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Thanks for tuning in.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.